Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 12, 2021. What does a Kabbalist suffer from? I am asked, what does a Kabbalist suffer from? Does he have suffering? Of course, a Kabbalist suffers like all people. And at the same time, he worries about the fact that he cannot transfer all the suffering only to the spiritual area. The desire to receive brings him material suffering, and he must raise them to the spiritual level. And naturally, he worries about all his students. But the main thing is the Kabbalist suffering from the fact that he wants to push all the population of this world to the correction that the Creator is waiting for and does not feel that it is working. The Kabbalist sees how the world is moving towards suffering and problems are increasing every day. He is aware of all the news, sees what crises and catastrophes are happening with humanity and knows how they could be avoided and mitigated. But it does not depend on him, but on how ordinary people will change their attitude to the world. Therefore, the Kabbalist suffers the most. He sees misfortune approaching, how the volcano will soon explode and cover the city with lava or some other natural disaster will occur, and he can do nothing. Imagine that a mother sees that her child is in danger and misfortune is about to happen to him and she cannot intervene. The only way to help him is to awaken strangers around him so that they start taking care of him and protect him from misfortune. Only in this form can he be saved. Therefore, the suffering of a Kabbalist is much stronger than that of an ordinary person. It depends on the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah whether we will be able to change the fate of this child who is in danger, that is, the whole of humanity. But we know how difficult it is to reach human hearts, as if they are shackled in impenetrable armor. There is only one possibility left, to ask the Creator to help break through this armor on the heart, penetrate into the hearts and convey to people our warmth and care, the need for connection. Let's hope that thanks to all these efforts, one big bonfire will finally ignite from the sparks that we are trying to kindle and pass on to each other. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, October 9, 2021. How to overcome children's addiction to video games? Question. The Chinese authorities have banned children from playing video games for more than 3 hours a week. They are only allowed to play for 1 hour on Friday, Saturday, Sunday and on holidays from 8 p.m. to 9. This is how China is fighting with children's addiction to video games. It is clear that a lot of video games are harmful to children. For China, such a ban system will work. And for the world? Answer, eventually, it will not work for China or for the world. Children, if they are interested, will invent other ways out of this. We will have to make some other game. Question, but how to get children out of this addiction? They shoot there, kill, do not leave these games and live in them. Answer, there is no way to get them out of it yet. I don't see that it is possible to invent something today for all the children to move to something different instead of video games. Question. If possible, give advice to parents who moan and cry that children do not leave these games, sit for days and nights. What to do? Answer. The global solution across the internet is to disconnect. Do something so that you can be on these sites for no more than 3 hours. Question. So you are in favor of prohibitive methods? Answer, education is always based on the carrot and the stick, otherwise, it is impossible to raise a person from a small animal. Education is when you eventually impose it on him, and he gradually acquires a different scale of values. Question, what scale of values should he acquire? What would you like the little man to acquire? Answer, he must see the task before him. Let's say at the end of the week or even at the end of the day to provide some work, not heavy, but work that still requires some effort, time, communication, ingenuity, that is, everything that you want to develop in him. And he can't buy off or take it from someone in any way for any money. then he will have to not sit for 10 hours in these games, but do this task after all. Question: and what would you personally like to develop in a little man? Answer: real education is an example. Question: and what kind of father and mother should be in front of him? Answer: the kind that have a goal in life, and they seriously want to achieve this goal. And they work every day to achieve this goal. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, September 2, 2021. The Four Attributes of Upper Governance, Part 6. Practical Difficulties in Determining the Truth. Balhar Sulam, Peace in the World. When we discuss good attributes in theory, there is certainly no better attribute than the attribute of truth. This is because all the good that we have defined above in the relationship between the individual and the collective is when the individual gives and fully plays his part toward the collective, and also takes his share from the collective justly and honestly. All this is but the truth, but the drawback is that in fact, the collective does not accept this attribute at all. Thus, the practical difficulty in the above-mentioned truth is proven from itself. There is some drawback and a cause here that makes it unacceptable to the collective. We must examine what is the drawback. When you closely examine the above-mentioned truth from the perspective of its practical feasibility, you will necessarily find it vague and complicated, and it is impossible for the human eye to scrutinize it, since the truth requires that we equalize all the individuals in the collective, so they receive their share according to their labor, no more and no less. If we are talking about correct interaction between people, then how can we come together to a state of truth? Because this is simply impossible. Everyone has their own truth and everyone sees it in their own way. The fact is that everyone should bestow, everyone should receive, everyone should correctly interact with society in all possible qualities of connection. But how can we connect all this together? We are connected by 620 threads of connection. How can we make sure that all the threads of connection between us are aligned correctly and work in a balanced way? This is where the flaw in the very call for mutual complementing, bestowal, and love is revealed that does not allow us to do it. Question: in the egoistic world, everyone sees mercy, truth, justice, and peace in their own way. Does a variety of these categories exist in spirituality as well, or is the one understanding for the common soul? Answer: there are different understandings in spirituality, but they depend on the degree a person is at. At each degree where I am now, have been, or will be, these correlations change because each time I see my attitude to others and their attitude to me more and more internally, more deeply, and I try to balance them. From CAB TV's Fundamentals of Kabbalah, July 28, 2019. Changing the perception of the world. Question: in our world, we do not see with our eyes but with our brain. The eyes receive light and transmit it through the optic nerves to the brain, and it draws all the images. That is at least what scientists believe. And how does it work in spirituality? Answer: in spirituality, it works not in the brain but in our desires. Desires are practically dispersed throughout the physical body and are controlled by our senses, hearing, sight, taste, smell, and touch. In addition, desires can develop, they depend on the person, and they can be controlled. In this way we can influence ourselves and other people. In our world, we receive information through our eyes, it passes into the brain behind which there is an egocentric perception of the world. Therefore, we see only those images that our egoistic desires leave. And the spiritual world is a world of inverse, altruistic desires. We get a completely different picture, in the reflected light, as it is called, to the extent that we can be in connection opposite to our egoism. This completely changes perception. Question: but as long as a person lives in a biological body, Even if he acquires an altruistic vision of the world, does he still continue to see everything through the five corporeal senses? Answer: yes, the spiritual sense is an addition to corporeal senses. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, September 10, 2021. Conveying Kabbalistic Information. Question: what do you think is the most suitable genre of films for conveying Kabbalistic information? Comedy, drama, or historical films? Answer: I believe that everything that a person experiences can be suitable. It only depends on the idea. Question: what genres do you personally like the most? Answer: for conveying Kabbalistic information, I cannot imagine anything other than a conversation in the form of a dialogue or a monologue. What else could it be? When actors are running around the stage, it does not mean anything. It all depends on what they want to convey. Therefore, nothing can be said in advance. Comment: but the Torah is written in dramatic language. There are always some events occurring: wars, love, hatred. My response: it is not exactly what we think. We do not understand what is written in the Torah. It speaks about something completely different. It is a story that allegorically conveys the elevation of man above his nature to the level of the Creator. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, September 10, 2021. Man and woman, a spiritual complement of each other. Question: can we say that today a woman subconsciously denies the man's role because a man does not fulfill his purpose? Answer: he does not fulfill the most natural thing, to give a woman what she demands. She demands from him that a spiritual partnership would develop between them in addition to a physical partnership. If they open a Kabbalistic book together and begin to attain the upper state, the upper world, they will reach an amazing unity that cannot be reached in any other combination. If a man and a woman are spiritually connected with each other, they can achieve a lot. The fact is that they are opposite parts of the same soul, of the same vessel. Therefore, when such a connection arises between them, they are given a wonderful opportunity to attain the spiritual world. Although this has not often occurred during our history, in those rare cases that it has always led to very meaningful results. I hope that because of the difficulties that the modern family and humanity are going through now, they will understand that the correct union between the male and female parts should lead to their true realization, which is, not to live like animals, just to mate and to have children, or to live life alone. After all, in neither case do we see the real result of our existence. The real result is a spiritual adhesion instead of a physical one. If we understand that through the spiritual connection between the male and female parts complementing each other, it is possible to reveal a common desire, a real kli, vessel, then the Creator will be revealed between them, as it is said, a man and a woman and the revelation of the Creator between them. The common desire is built on the internal combination of these two parts of creation. I hope that in the coming years such a need will be revealed in society equally from women and from men. It will be built on mutual concessions when one annuls oneself in regard to the other. It is then that they will discover how completely they converge internally in contact with each other, and in the contact itself a glue appears, which is the Creator, a quality that is revealed between them. From Cab TV's Close Up. The Nation of Bestowal. Question: based on the spiritual construction of the world, should Jews be corrected first? Answer: yes. Jews should be corrected first and be the example to the entire world. This is their mission, as it is written, "And you will be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation." What does it mean to be a holy nation? To be the Nation of Bestowal. Holiness is the quality of bestowal and love for one's neighbor. The Jews should demonstrate this on themselves and then bring it into the world. This is what Kabbalah is all about. From Cab TV's Close Up. The duty of the Levites. Prophets, Joshua 21:39. All the cities of the Levites in the midst of the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with the open land around them. Question. To belong to Levites, is it a privilege or a responsibility? Answer. It is both privilege and responsibility, because these two concepts are inextricably connected. Levites work among the people, in society, among the masses. They educate people by being a conduit between the kings and the masses. The kings are the carriers of the upper knowledge, which is not connected to the people. Let's say they're like academics. However, besides the academy, there are also institutes, technical schools, and various institutions where people are educated. These are for the Levites, the teachers of the masses. The kings and Levites within us are desires that tell us how we should behave in everyday life in order to become similar to the Creator in general. It is a big responsibility to be a Levite. Not everyone is worthy of this position, because you can be called a Levite not just because you were born in this social category. Question. What does it mean that the Levites cannot work the land, but they can have cities and pastures? Answer. The Levites had no right to have their own land. They could only live by serving people, and people paid them for it. Therefore, the entire territory of the state was divided into districts where they taught the people. Question. So, working the land means working directly with the will to receive? Answer. No, they were already above that and could only teach. From Cab TV's Secrets of the Eternal Book, August 23, 2021. Michael Lateman, on Quora, can we be indigenous in the 21st century? Nature will not let us remain indigenous in the 21st century. It increasingly develops us through suffering. Nature will prod us with such great suffering that we will have to realize our egoism, the desire to enjoy at the expense of others and nature, as the source of our problems and crises. If we want to be saved from impending crises and disasters, which threaten us and our entire existence, then we will have to get rid of our egoism and reach completely different altruistic connections. The difference between a disharmonious and harmonious existence comes not from technological and industrial development, but from ascending from the egoistic level of our interrelationships to the altruistic level. We will then understand that the world is a unified system, and that we belong to a single organism and are obligated to treat each other correspondingly. Accordingly, we will create a human being who is truly cultured, educated, wonderful and modern, in a whole new sense to how we currently understand those terms. If we are still egoistic relative to each other, and each one still has self-aimed consideration, then it means that without a doubt we are still stuck in our respective caves. Based on a Q&A with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman on September 9, 2006. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Lateman. The twofold work of egoism. When a baby is born into this world, it starts to become familiar with it. A baby does not know what people have invented, what systems, banks, healthcare, and so on. However, a newborn animal cub understands everything happening around him. He knows, this is mom, this is dad, they are with me in the herd, this is mine, and these are enemies, strangers, and so on. For man, however, everything is very complicated. Our egoism works both for and against us. On one hand, I want to come closer to others so that I can enjoy them and use them for my own sake. On the other hand, I try to stay away from them and not give them the opportunity to rule over me. We are constantly in such opposite relationships with each other, rejection and attraction. And we do not know how to balance them. There are many varied theories on this topic, and, naturally, as egoism develops, both theories and practices change. Growing egoism gradually reaches a certain boundary that we must blast and move to a new level. There are people who reach this level faster than others. Therefore, they are eager to make a revolution. And there are those who say, "So what? What is the matter? Nothing special is happening." That is, society is not homogeneous. It is not a pack that understands that this is how we live and that's it. Everyone has a different rate of development of egoism. In addition, all people are different in their way of life, outlook on life, character, in their manifestations. That is why the structure of our social system is very confusing. From CabTV's close-up.